Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A warm and sunny afternoon across major cities in Israel, with clear skies providing a perfect day for outdoor activities. As evening approaches, temperatures will remain comfortable, making for a pleasant night. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Mariv just in, the IDF is frustrated as Hezbollah finds a safe space. The IDF is actively operating in southern Lebanon, destroying a tunnel and locating numerous weapons. Also, Walla reports from earlier this hour on a hidden partner in the war against Iran. Jordan has allowed the Israeli Air Force to pass through its airspace despite publicly declaring neutrality. Also this hour, JNS has shared footage of the IDF demolishing a 260-foot terror tunnel in Lebanon. This tunnel had rooms used by Hezbollah operatives. Separately, I-24 News reports that Israel has launched a project to counter drone threats. This is part of a sweeping military upgrade plan. And finally, Axios has revealed in earlier reporting that former President Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This proposal is politically sensitive for Netanyahu. Here's what people are saying online. The account Standing Together, a social movement, posted just minutes ago criticizing Ben-Gvir's policies for fostering fear and crime in both Jewish and Arab streets. Avi Kanner, a prominent figure, shared a light-hearted tweet just now about his wife's Hebrew lessons, inviting followers to guess a picture's meaning. Raylan Givens, a commentator, wrote 17 minutes ago about Iran's state broadcasting employees preparing for a possible evacuation amid rising tensions. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's operations in southern Lebanon. Mariv reports that the military has intensified efforts against Hezbollah's infrastructure. This includes the destruction of a tunnel and the discovery of weapons caches. These actions underscore the ongoing tension along the northern border, highlighting the precarious security situation for residents. Turning to the strategic developments involving Jordan, Walla reveals that Jordan has discreetly facilitated Israeli military operations by granting airspace access. This cooperation comes amid heightened regional tensions, signaling a complex web of alliances and diplomatic maneuvers that influence the geopolitical landscape. Meanwhile, the demolition of a Hezbollah tunnel, as reported by JNS, marks a significant setback for the group. The tunnel, equipped for prolonged stays, was part of a broader network aimed at infiltrating Israel. This operation further showcases Israel's commitment to neutralizing threats from its northern neighbor. On the technological front, I-24 News reports Israel's new project aimed at countering drone threats. This initiative is part of a broader military upgrade, emphasizing the growing importance of technology in modern warfare. The move seeks to enhance national security against evolving aerial threats. Finally, the proposed ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, reported by Axios, presents a diplomatic challenge for Netanyahu. The ceasefire could open the door for broader peace negotiations, potentially involving Iran. However, it also risks domestic political backlash, reflecting the delicate balance of international diplomacy. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Israel's National Cyber Directorate has warned CEOs about AI lowering the barrier to cyber attacks. This highlights the need for enhanced cybersecurity measures in the face of evolving digital threats. Separately, Globes has reported on the slump of Checkpoint shares due to lower guidance. The decline positions it as the sixth most valuable Israeli company on Wall Street, a notable change in its financial standing. And finally, Mariv Business highlights the surprising job market in a Haredi city. With about 396,000 job seekers and only 120,000 available positions, the ratio underscores the competitive nature of the job market in Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.